Good morning.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, on my left is Sean Sullivan. He's the Director of Facilities Management for the House of Correction. This item is to complete the air conditioning project of the North Building, which is the oldest building housing inmates and service building we have at the House of Corrections. It became operational in the early 1950s. What this would do would be completing the air conditioning project that was undertaken but not completed, and also part of that project would be replacing the windows in that facility, which actually date back to the late 1940s. They're single pane. We'd be putting in security glass block, which would make the building much more secure, and it would go in hand with the air conditioning project.
Any questions on this item? Supervisor Jurczyk.
Was this on the normal five-year projected list?
Yes, yes, it was.
Thank you.
Supervisor Stamper?
Yes. Is this in the CIC? Is this in there?
If you, for those of you who want to follow along with the CIC recommendation, if you look at the capital budget, if you look on pages, I think it's 8 and 9, they have a chart listing all the projects, and on the far end, they have whether it was recommended by the CIC. And I'm not sure that differentiates completely between high-ranking and low-ranking projects. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I haven't been able to figure that out. And then you can sort of, we're sort of going down the list at this point in some of them. So if you look at about the middle of page 9, you'll see the House of Correction.
Yeah, I see it.
And then it says, you know, it's life and safety, deferred maintenance, but it hadn't been considered by the CIC. So.
Well, how can you tell if it's considered or not?
See, the last column, okay. CIC recommended project.
So then I would ask, how come you guys didn't consider it? Was it before you?
I say probably not, but maybe Mr. Masterson or the superintendent can answer that.
Okay. Chairman, Supervisors, yes. Kind of two pieces here. You do have the chart in your budget indicating whether or not the CIC reviewed it or was part of the high-ranked or recommended CIC capital budget. So that's what that indicates in your capital budget. Additionally, the memo that I submitted on, I believe, Monday kind of gives you much more detail in table format indicating which high-ranked recommended CIC projects were included in the county executive's budget or through current year budget action. And additionally, what CIC projects were recommended that were not included in either the county executive's budget or through current year budget action. And if you do have questions, if any supervisors have questions on that, I'd be more than happy to talk to you offline about that.
And this project was in the county.
That one, let's see. Chairman, Supervisors, I'll have to get back to you on that one. I don't necessarily see that on here.
Okay. All right, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Schmidt.
We're running to continue the same questions, and I knew, you know, this wasn't going to be easy because it's a dual process. We had the county executive going through things, and we have a separate department going through things. And it seems that, for the most part, there's been, you know, pretty good cooperation as far as, you know, looking at the list, and a lot of things that were in the CIC list were given. I guess, since it's a new process, but, you know, again, you're meeting in November, December, you talked about, and I would guess the things that didn't make the cut this time, to reprioritize or look again, because you know, we seem to have so many last-minute things. I guess everybody looks very closely at any of their departments, and we got a lot of deferred maintenance in this county and all these different areas. As you know, some of the things we talked about today, and we haven't even hit a lot of things that are not on this list or lower priority list, but maybe next year can be higher. So I guess, you know, I don't know how much more I can ask of a committee to do, but I mean, I think we need to try as much as we can to go back. And I know how much work that is to go through the billions, but I thought we did something. But we need to reprioritize again and look at when we're done here. And some of the things that we're not able to finance this year, I mean, I know the process is, well, okay, then we do them in 214, or we can't do 214, 215, so they don't get trumped by something. But I know problems come up, but then you got to revisit periodically, so we make sure that they have all the information. You know, if they had a comprehensive list, I'm talking about the CIC, or you have a comprehensive list, then I would think everything we've talked about today should have been on that list. And then, because we know boilers are getting old, and by the way, when I was thinking about the Milwaukee County Research Park, they put their own boiler in, but they got some state funding to help do that with the infrastructure stuff. So people need to help out themselves, too, as we understand. So I think it's a great system. I think because of all of us have needs and every department has needs that, you know, we just got to really put some time into this and the facilities and you know, revisit the whole list and make sure that it's fair to everybody because, you know, we're finding a lot of discrepancies here, but I guess it's understandable. But I want to make sure that that meeting is done. We've had all the players. We've put so much time and effort into this, but that you meet again. And then, you know, maybe we can make some adjustments yet, before January. Most of the stuff, you know, as I found out in the funding, well, we're looking for funding, but we're not going to do anything until January. You can't do anything until January. So maybe there's a chance to make some adjustments because priorities do change. It's just like when we get the budget stuff and a surplus or deficit, it's amazing to me what a month or two can make. Oh, we had a $5 million surplus, and now we have a $10 million surplus. And, you know, what happened the last month? Well, you got other reports, you got other information. Sales tax information came in, et cetera. So I think the same thing, would you be nodding your head and agreeing that, you know, this is pretty changing? You know, we find other things when we go through, and that we need to revisit this and make sure that, you know, we have a game plan. And maybe just be upfront and say, you know what, we can't do this in 14, but then it's got to prioritize it for 15, because I think you've done it in a lot of the road stuff already. So I hope that makes some sense, because we need to see that. Maybe a comment on that, please.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. I'm in agreement with that. In fact, the capital process throughout the years, I don't think this is anything new, is dynamic. It's not static. It changes. In fact, it changes probably every couple of months just for the fact that you bring up there are different factors that change a lot of these things or different conditions. Just to speak to the CIC, for instance, we submitted, I believe, the memo to departments in January of this year asking for their requested projects, which they submitted, I believe, in the March cycle to the committees for their approval. And that's when we talk about issues that we work through with the CIC that kind of need to be kind of straightened out a little bit, that would be one of them. The original intent was for the standing committees to speak on each of those requested projects and kind of have more of a robust conversation of what items should be referred to the CIC for review. That would have whittled down approximately over 200 requested projects probably that went to the CIC to review. And in regards to the timing to review over 200 projects and you know, a month or two is a significant undertaking. So there are things that need to be prioritized with that. But getting back to the original point, we do agree there are a lot of things that need to be reviewed with this. And in fact, when you look at the five-year capital plan, that's kind of our roadmap. So, for instance, 15 through 18, this is kind of where we want to what we're looking at. Those will naturally change year over year, and if you look at previous budgets, your five-year project has changed year over year. Projects move up, they move out for various reasons. So we do look at that. Departments look at it as part of their annual request. Things change, and I know DAS Fiscal and will review that as well on an annual basis year over year. So. That addresses, I think, some of your concern, but it is ongoing, and it's something that is looked at every year.
Okay. My quick follow-up, I apologize for your time there, but, you know, we're having the same questions here, and you know, we need to get a handle on this eventually, and it's a tough subject because we're never going to have enough money to do everything we want to do, unfortunately. Is the CIC, and I can ask Chairman Cullen and Supervisor Johnson more privately, and my mayor was on it too, and I think everybody's pretty pleased with the process. But, you know, the departments obviously have to prioritize what their needs are. I mean, do they have the expertise sometimes? Do we have anybody else? Well, of course, Mr. High, I'm sure, comes in and does stuff too. But are we happy with the criteria? We've looked at contracts, you know, do we how it's scored? You know, sometimes, you know, we want to try to keep politics, which is everywhere, as much out of the system as possible. I mean, what has the greatest need? I think we all have a responsibility to take care of what does have the greatest need, especially when we have these limited monies. I'm not saying we're not, but I guess I'm just saying, since I have the floor a little bit here, is to, we need to look in the criteria on the scoring, you know, why do some, you know, we got that 40, you get up to 40, and the highest projects had 32, and 18 was kind of cut off, and we got things 16 or 17, and, you know, what makes a difference? Now, you know, safety issues, I heard, was a criteria. I don't need a long explanation now, okay, but I guess, you know, and I'm sure Chairman Cullen will look at that too, but I'm presuming you're both happy. Do you both use the same criteria in judging? I guess that would be my only question. And then to maybe really look at that to make sure that the criteria fits really the needs that, you know, I guess you can measure by saying, after you look at everything and say, you know what, we really did take care of the highest priority things. The criteria worked. Or, well, you know what, we've got to go back and shift this criteria because some 16 or 17s, if we tweak that criteria a little bit as far as need, they might be in the 20s now and jump leapfrog over some other things we actually finance. So, another comment on that maybe? Sure. And I'm done then. Thank you.
Go ahead. Sure, Chairman, Supervisors. Yes, and I think there was an acknowledgement by the CIC committee that at its final meeting that there were indeed items in the criteria that was the first go-around that kind of need to be tweaked, for instance. I think that's something that's going to be, I think the CIC committee made comments that they wanted to address moving forward. I think when you're looking at the county executive's budget, a lot of this bears out, you'll see a lot of similarities just for the fact that only four of the projects in the CIC that were recommended were not included. So I think you have a lot of similarities, there's a lot of alignment there in terms of the criteria and factors that were used as part of the execs process. Much of that is aligned with what's the CIC. You have a 99% overlap with that. The one thing to keep in mind, and this was also brought up at the CIC, is there has to be an acknowledgement of ongoing and committed projects. And that was kind of a theme that popped up time and time again. Again, if you look at the exec's budget, you have almost a little over $28 million just related to your ongoing and committed projects. That eats up a lot of your cap base. So you're in alignment on both the county exec and the CIC on a lot of things. Now, there may be items that the county board will feel that are more important versus what the county executive may find more important, and that's, you know, what we're here for really during this phase. But overall, I think you have a lot of alignment in terms of both processes.
Well, and I appreciate the fact that only four items were different, and that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is 25% of the spending was changed, approximately. They took, big projects out and put in some smaller. So, I mean, you know, depends on how you want to say it. And Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think everybody's on point. It just occurs to me that we should really review the CIC process. I just find it a little alarming that you would have a project that's really important that costs so much at 1.9, but you would have the video conferencing project at CCFS where that was in front of the committee, but it wasn't included because it wasn't included in the exec's budget because of, I guess, the priority of the project as well. So it just calls for a serious review of the CIC process so that we can make sure, you know, all the important things are in front of that committee. One thing I did notice is when Dan Keegan was in front of us yesterday, he had his parks in Zone 1, Zone 2, Zone 3. And
Jim Keegan.
I said Dan Keegan, I'm sorry. I always get him confused with his brother or cousin. But I think even having that process so you guys can see, you know, what you are leaving out at the process of what you are selecting and approving in the committee. So that's all I ask, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you. So this particular project, when was it submitted to the county executive?
When was this submitted to the county executive?
Was this submitted on time?
It was. Actually, right after I took over, we found out that it had not been submitted previously, so we worked very closely with DAS and got the work done and submitted so we'd have it in time for the budget process.
Okay, and when was the deadline?
Chairman, Supervisors, you're in a little bit of a unique situation with this one because at the time you were going through the kind of the reorganization of the House and the Sheriff and operations there. So originally the department request, I believe, was kind of set up with the Sheriff, and then we had kind of the switchover occur, and then we had the HOC submit kind of their requested projects. I believe that the HVAC and the window system that you see here was included in part of the Sheriff's overall request. I believe that's the case, but then it was kind of resubmitted then as part of the HOCs, since they've got ownership of that facility now.
Okay. And then how do you determine what goes before the CIC then? I'm trying to figure that out, because if it was submitted on time, how could you didn't let them judge it?
Chairman, Supervisors, I believe this project was included. Two processes, really, you're looking at. CIC occurred early spring of this year, so you had departments submit their request. As the kind of organizational structure of the HOC was kind of being worked out at that time, you had this particular project submitted as part of the Sheriff's request during the CIC process earlier this spring. When it was reviewed by the CIC, it ended up being a little bit lower ranked project, so it didn't get in the high ranked recommended project. Now, part of that is, as I mentioned before, as departments go through, they ranked their projects on based on priority. Here's our priority 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm. This project was rated a little bit lower than their other projects. So for instance, I believe the CCFC video visitation, they ranked that a little bit lower than that. Since the department priority had a fairly significant weight to the overall formula, that would rank that project a little bit lower in the CIC. So now you move on. So that's kind of the CIC process. So now you move on to the, I guess, kind of the traditional historic budgeting process that we're in now. So they submitted their project, and it goes through the county executive's review, and they review it, and it made it into the budget based on the conversations that we had with HOC staff.
Okay. So CIC did review it. They just didn't recommend it.
Chairman, Supervisors, based on the formula, it was lower ranked. So it didn't. We assumed a $36.5 million kind of cutoff bonding cap, similar to what we use in this process here. And it was reviewed. It just wasn't. It just didn't make the
high ranked.
The cut. Exactly.
Okay. So on page.
Mr. Mansky wants to. Mr. Mansky, jump in.
Oh, hey.
This item was included in the recommendation from the CIC committee. Oh. So this was one of the items that was included. It was recommended at $1.6 million. $1.6 million.
Okay, it has 1.9 on this.
Right. The dollar amount increased. I did a reconciliation yesterday between the CIC list and the county exec budget, and I'll meet with Mr. Masterson later to go through my reconciliation.
Okay.
Pretty much all the things he's told you, but there's some differences I have between what was included as his items that were marked as X's and mine. But this item was one of the recommended items. It had a score of 20.8, so it was included in the final list, so it was recommended by the CIC committee.
Okay, so this is just a mistake,
yep,
right here.
Right.
And it should be 1.6.
No, I think they've increased the dollar amount.
They
added some additional items in there. Because one of the things I found is that at the CIC process, thank you, Mr. Chair, for letting me
see. Yeah, go ahead.
You're on the CIC team, right?
Huh? Yes.
Are you on the, okay.
The chair.
I'm the chair.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
So one of the things that happens is because of the stage of where it's at in the process, the items that are being sent by departments are a preliminary number and a preliminary estimate. They're vetted by Mr. Masterson, by people from my staff, and also by people from the county board staff, along with A&E and that group, too.
Okay.
But after they go through that process, they come back again to take a look and, you know, do a further review of those items, and they found that there's some additional amounts to be included in that. So they had then adjusted it. So the original recommendation was $1.6 million to the CIC committee. So it was included and recommended by the CIC committee. And now in the county exec's budget, it's at $1,992,000 for some additional items that they found after that process. So
okay.
They just, and that's the case. There's minor differences between what the CIC recommendation amounts are and the final amounts that you see. And generally what you'll see is the amounts that were recommended by the CIC, for the most part, they're either the same or they're a little bit more because they found some additional items that maybe needed to be done with those items that were recommended.
Okay, well then, how does that additional amount affect the amount available to spend on projects?
What it would do is, now, remember at the CIC committee, what we were dealing with is we were dealing with the total bond amount. Which was about a $36 million limit. The CIC committee recommended about $38 million, so a little bit over. And our intent was to use monies from the reserve, and from the debt service reserve. The total amount, by increasing the amount, you're taking from the available bond proceeds. But remember also that in the county exec's budget, not only do you have bond proceeds, but you also have sales tax and other proceeds that are available of about another $10 million. So you have the $36 million plus another $10 million, so you have $46 million. So if you go a little bit over the amount, you're using both bond proceeds and the sales tax amount. So the CIC committee was staying at about the $36 million, which was the bond amount, and did not make any assumptions for any additional amounts, like for sales tax proceeds or whatever.
So we had room, we had money left over
right.
In order to increase.
I'm sorry, Supervisor.
No, go ahead.
There were several projects that were not approved, you know, that were recommended by the CIC. For example, the cornice on the Historical Society building, which was about $4 million. So you're going to get your money either from projects that aren't approved or whatever. So
okay.
You're going to find it from those places. But I would rather them, you know, vet the issues, go through the items, and if they find additional items to be added to the amount, I'd rather them do the project once. It's like when you open it up and you have it available there, then do the work that you need to do when you do that item. But this
okay.
was recommended by the CIC.
Okay.
I'll do a reconciliation with Mr. Masterson and going through the items that were marked, and we'll get a finalized list back.
Do you know of any other items that... that they may have missed in their report other than this one?
There's a couple other, but I need to reconcile, because the CIC committee, when we did ours, we didn't have a project number associated with it, because it only gets a project number once it's been established either through a fund transfer or through the county exec process. I may have made a mistake in trying to relate what the CIC committee said to the project number that's there. There's possibly a couple others, but the best way is for me to reconcile that with Mr. Masterson and get that list to you. I'll give him my listing that I have now. I'll bring that down to him so he can take a look at that. And if there's some additional items that come up, then he can tell you what those items are. I don't have that with me right now, but I know... when you were discussing this, this is one of the items that was recommended by the committee.
I found it on
okay,
the report.
Okay, and what number do you need to make the recommendation of the CIC on this list? Like, how high does the number have to be?
I think we had, Vince, was around 19.5, 19.8.
Okay.
In that range. Okay. And we had some that were really close, and so we added those additionally to the list, and that's why we were above the borrowing amount.
Okay.
And the mayors of Oak Creek and Wauwatosa were more than willing to let us go over our bonding cap.
Oh, well, how did they get on the CIC team?
What's that?
How were they selected for the CIC team?
I think they were selected by the chairwoman. I don't remember the exact selection process. Maybe
no,
you can.
I think they were chosen by.
Or were they chosen by the county exec? I can't remember who selected each member.
It was the county exec.
Was the county exec selected?
Yeah, Chairman Supervisor, I believe the county, per the ordinance, the county exec chooses two mayors,
okay.
And then the chairwoman appoints the chairman of the committee.
Okay.
And it was originally Mr. Kamholz who left the county, and then. We unanimously elected Mr. Mansky.
Before Mr. Mansky sits
yeah,
down.
Go ahead.
And I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Mr. Mansky, this report sounds really concise, and I would like to hopefully have the committee get a copy of it. Could I also ask you, please, in a very summary kind of way, would you please tell us what the debt service reserve is? I know you had a position on how much debt service reserve should be retained. I recall that we had, that the county exec took a little different position on that. So if you could give us those summaries, what the excess sales tax revenues were, and then lay that out for us so we can look at how the chart came out. And can I also ask, when you met with your committee, did you know you'd have the $10 million excess sales tax? Were you aware of that, or were you just working within the $36 million policies? About you indicated there was about $2 million extra, but were you aware of the potential extra sales tax?
We weren't aware, and we really did not consider that, but that's, you know, for example, we've learned some things after having the first year of doing this. For example, as Mr. Masterson has indicated, we need to talk about those items that are already committed where the board has approved, like for the War Memorial, the Milwaukee Art Museum, MPM. And then the other thing we need to consider is besides the debt limit, you know, that we've self-imposed for ourselves, is if there is the potential for any sales tax funding for the item.
Well, it seems to me what happened here, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, we had a committee sit down and make recommendations with regard to capital, but it seems to me that the county exec, in writing his budget, made a lot of policy decisions with regard to the excess sales tax and also land sales. He just made decisions on how those things would get spent. Without the committee input. If I'm wrong on that, please correct me.
All I'm saying is the fact that, you know, where the committee needs to make some improvements. It's I mean, they're funding a lot of things of you know, deferred maintenance related items in there that, you know, and continuing projects. So I mean, for the most part, except for four or five items, they took all of the CIC recommendations. So they did take, you know, the value of it, and really the items to question is really just the remaining items that weren't taken. But they still were able to fund all of the continuing projects and still do the other ones. I mean, it's a policy issue back to you regarding the funding of those items, but for the most part, they took all of the recommendations. Where would our recommendations have gone if they would have gone after that down to 17s and 16s and 15s? But we still wouldn't have dealt with the issue because we really had no way to deal with it of the continuing projects, which is, so we have to address some changes,
right.
But for the most part, they took all of the recommendations of the committee except for those four to five items.
And is that true also for the land sales, the specific use of land sales? What you just said, was that also true for that money?
There's two items that were CIC recommended items in the land sales, but besides that, you know, with our limit stopping at $36 million, you know, then there's going to be additional items above that.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to understand where we didn't follow the procedure or where we took something off the list.
And the items that there may have been items just afterwards, you know, after the list, but I can't tell you whether those, you know, because we really didn't rank them. We created a list, got to the point, and made a decision, and got to the 36. We have to make changes to the committee next year. We realize that we have to do that, and we have to consider it. And almost what we have to do is to tell the exec's office, if you go beyond the 30, if you go beyond the borrowing limit, here's the next group of items you need to consider.
Exactly.
Okay. Right.
But and what I'd like, if we could just get a copy of your report, when I see it, we may have follow-up questions. I'll get back
to you. I'm sure I'm going to have Mr. Masterson probably just, you know, take a look at my numbers, review it, and then we'll issue a joint report together.
Yeah, thank you. And is Mr. Masterson in your department, or is he with us?
He's with their wonderful department.
He's with the controller.
No, not my department. Their wonderful department. Okay. Gas.
Yeah. He's on
or
the dark
whatever
side.
Whatever they're called.
I just like to know where people are coming from. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for the clarification on info. Dr. Colton, you wanted to say something?
Yes. Thank you, Chairman. I just want to be really clear that the CIC is a purely advisory function that was imposed by the board. We considered it as one of many considerations when we were making decisions. On pages, actually the introductory section in the memo that Vince sent out explains some of the other rationale that other considerations that we used in putting together the budget. So the CIC was just one of them, and that's why you see those differences.
Yeah, I mean, we can ignore everything if we want.
Supervisor
suggesting we do that.
Yes. The point you're making is that you don't have to consider what the CIC is saying. Is that the point you're making?
My point is that CIC is an advisory committee. It's not statutorily required, or we're not. It's one of our considerations.
Okay. And what were the other considerations?
Well, as it says in the introductory introduction of the capital budget, we looked at whether items were ongoing or committed, life safety, deferred maintenance, whether we could get non-county funding. And so you see check marks based on how we chose each one, and CIC is one of those.
Did the CIC use those same parameters? Do they use the same parameters as the county exec besides the actual vote of the CIC?
Pretty much so. I mean, Mr. Masterson can elaborate if you like briefly, but if you can find in your office or get a copy of the May 15, 2013 report, I think it does describe the ranking process starting on. There is a whole section on ranking criteria, and it's safety, compliance, strategic, environmental, economic development, things like that, and you know, so and operational. So it had different, and then they were supposed to rank them based on that. But again, it was staff that went out to look at this. It wasn't any of us.
Yeah.
I mean, Mr. Masterson, as I recall, staffed the committee and did a good job, but I don't even know. I'm guessing that Mr. Mansky didn't go out and look at any of these, and I don't know if any other committee members did. We took the recommendation of staff. So
staff.
We did this, yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. Yes, just kind of expand on that. The CIC committee established a separate work group, and that was comprised of myself from DOS Fiscal Affairs, comptroller staff, and county board staff. And those were basically the subgroup that went out and reviewed each of the departmental requests and kind of ranked them on the previously mentioned criteria that were included in the CIC. That those basically mirror what was included as part of the county executive's review. I think one of the things as we go through the CIC and then talking with departments is it was a little mechanical and kind of cumbersome on a lot of the criteria. They're good criteria, but probably need to just be, again, one of the other things, tweaked a little bit to make it a little bit more user-friendly, a little bit easier to kind of rank and go through. So.
Okay. Anything else on item 12?
Mr. Chair.
Specifically, Supervisor Jersey. Oh, I'm sorry. Supervisor Bourne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I just want to get some things clear in understanding the thought process of the administration. I'm looking at Mr. Masterson's report on the projects that were not included in the exec's capital budget. And I understand the video visitation project being taken out and replaced with the HVAC system, which had a better and higher rating of need. What about Kinnickinnick Parkway, the historical center exterior, cornice restoration, and the variable air volume boxes at the Cog Center? So I have substantially pretty high ratings.
Right. Chairman, supervisors, thank you. So more of a general broad statement, and those particular projects weren't included because they weren't necessarily needed. As we kind of mentioned throughout the entire process here, you have a number of deferred maintenance projects that need to be included in the process. So it's not that they aren't needed or warranted, but there are also additional other projects that have just as much need, if not greater. So again, that kind of expresses the reason why other projects were included rather than those four particular projects. For instance, there was a continuation of the urban parks initiative, so replacement of old playgrounds, walkways, things like that. There was courthouse deferred maintenance issues that were included. The light courts is a good example of that. So those are things that were kind of thrown into the mix and considered as well. Additionally, if you look at the COGS, I believe Supervisor Juristic, you kind of mentioned this, since you're still kind of considering what we're going to do with the building. You know, you're talking about a substantial investment in there, and we're still kind of considering, you know, what to do with that building. So that's something that could be put on hold temporarily till you find out what you're doing. It's not absolutely critical that would get done. It's not like a life safety issue or something like that. In terms of the historical cornice, that's something that could be essentially deferred for another year or two, and you could slide other projects in at a relatively minor cost of replacing the wrap that holds that cornice in place. So, you know, I think those items were taken into consideration, those factors were taken into consideration, and why they weren't necessarily included in the county exec's recommended budget.
So if I look at, like, the courthouse cooling tower, which mm-hmm. did not go through the CIC process, would we be able to see what that would be ranked at if we rank the need for that project under that same process?
Chairman, supervisors, I'd have to check the report to make sure that it didn't go through the CIC process. In terms of, you know, the ranking of it, we rely on the department and their information that they supply to us. Mr. Wozniak gave testimony that, you know, it requires significant maintenance. Them going up there cleaning the filter year after year, they have chunks of rust falling off into the filtration system. They have seams that are an issue to it. You know, and kind of in light of, you know, the deferred maintenance that needs to be done, that was taken into consideration and moved up.
Gotcha. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. Can we proceed to item 13 then?